Thank you for calling XBO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Nothing else.
Thank you for calling XBO Logistics.
Hello?
My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm calling with the Avon Home Depot. I'm calling because a customer called and has some issues with her cooktop installation, and I have her PO number. And we were wondering if there's any way a team member could go out and take a look at it.
Okay, can I have your store number?
Yep, it's 3835.
3835, and what's that PO number?
It's 3548-3233.
Okay, that's 3548-3233.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief order. Hold while I pull up that order for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm trying to type on stuff. I have the extra stickers, though. We just have to make the labels for where they go in the place, because half of them are falling off because they're magnetic, and when customers take them out of there, they fall.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Yes, it is Elizabeth Hicks, and she is located at 16821 Whitehead Road in LaGrange, Ohio, 44050.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is a Best Buy order, and you say the customer needs a service call.
Yes, she's saying that there's some heating issues with the cooktop and there may be a loose connection. If there's something that anybody could do for her, she'd be very appreciative.
Okay, now what's exactly the problem? Is the unit not getting hot or?
Yeah, so the way that she explained it to me is she went to go boil a pot of water, 2 quarts of water, and she put it on the middle burner, and that's like one of the first times she's used it, and she turned it on for 20 minutes to boil on the power burn, and it did 10 minutes on the power burn and then 10 minutes on high, but the water was still basically cold. Like, there was no, like, heat transfer or, like, boiling water of any sort.
Okay, so the unit is not heating.
Yes.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold. We can set up a service call for you. That's going to take me about 5 minutes. I'll be checking back in with you to let you know I'm still working on that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
I'm on hold. And that's the braid stuff.
What?
The braid. Is it just the 1-5?
Yeah.
It's 30.
Still setting up that service call for you, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Still working on that service call, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Okay, thank you.
Still setting up that service call, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Yep, no problem.
I do apologize for the hold, ma'am. It's just a lot of copy and paste.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, ma'am. Now the system is showing the next available date. The test can come out there to her area will be January 15th. That's Friday.
Okay.
Yes, alrighty, ma'am. Let me place you on one more brief hold while the system loads up. I'll be able to give you your order number.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for holding it for me, ma'am. And I have that service call number for you. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
It will be 06. F as in Foxtrot, 65, C as in Charlie, 97.
Okay. So I've got 06, Foxtrot, 65, Charlie, 97.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I will let the customers know. And then is it just like a wide open time frame? Do they give them a call before they come
No,
out?
Ma'am. It's just like an installation. I receive a pre-call on the 14th. It'll provide them with that time frame.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right.
Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. You have a good day, ma'am.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.